At the conclusion, both candidates received broad applause and partial standing ovations from the exceedingly civil crowd jammed into Anderson High School. The event, organized by the local League of Women Voters chapter, was both cordial and civil, but it also showed the wide contrasts in style and perspective. LaMalfa, first elected to Congress in 2010, seemed confident that his votes during his last three terms would carry the day.
You know me. You know what I stand for and have stood for. And I've kept the promises that I've made to you of what I said I would do when I ran for office. And we know what those things are. It's about putting the power back in your hands, not in the hands of government.
Newcomer Audrey Denny may lack the name recognition LaMalfa built up over three terms in the state assembly, one in the state senate, and three in Congress, but it's hard to tell she's a newbie when watching her connect with voters. Here's Denny after being asked if she'd support raising the height of Shasta Dam.
If raising the Shasta Dam would make it rain more, I'd be all for it. As it is, the 18.5-foot raising would cost $1.3 billion and yield us 51,000 more acre feet for water deliveries.
LaMalfa asked the same question, seemed to get lost in the weeds.
On the raise of Shasta Dam, what I've listened to is the locals say that if this happens, please look out for our local interests. And the money's already been put aside to get started on it. They're up there drilling core samples in the dam to make sure that it has the integrity to raise that. Now, conceptually, we need more water storage everywhere. But if this project is going to happen with 18.5 more feet, which would actually cause 600,000 more acre feet to be storable there, you know, that's, some people believe, one of the easiest projects you can do. But what I'm concerned about is, what does it mean to the locals around the lake as well? The people that own property, the people that have the resorts and the marinas and all that, that are an important part of the local economy.
Asked for possible solutions to a local shortage of physicians and nurses, LaMalfa stuck to a familiar theme.
Well, a very short answer is make doctoring fun again. I mean, with the onerous regulations that people have been in the medical industry have had dumped upon them with coding and, you know, all the different paperwork they have to keep track of.
Denny, by contrast, said government should take a more active role in recruiting future physicians, with educational and financial incentives to serve rural communities. Asked what they could do about the high costs of prescription medication, LaMalfa answered that drug development and research is expensive, blaming government red tape and foreigners.
FDA makes it very difficult to bring one to market. And then we have other countries getting away scot-free, riding the backs of our patents in this country. The patent is very valuable.
Denny blamed both the companies and the Washington status quo.
As long as the people who represent us care more about the profits of those companies than they do about the regular everyday Americans who are living in our districts, we're going to see EpiPens that cost $600. We're going to see my acne medication that costs $200. I only bought it once. But this is, folks, we have to get a new generation of leaders who refuse to be bought and paid for. And then we have to allow Medicare to negotiate with them.
If you missed yesterday's event, the pair are set for a second and final face-off. That one scheduled for this evening, starting at 7 p.m. at the Gray Eagle Fire Hall, 7620 Highway 89 in Gray Eagle. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.